Frank Wycheck, the former Titan, former Terp, is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Frank, when people meet you or see you, how often they bring up the Music City Miracle?
I would say most of the time. if I haven't talked to everyone in Nashville yet, you know, in my kind of since I've been here and since 99, I guess, everyone has kind of told me the really cool stories about not leaving and staying and always knowing that there was going to be a chance. And it's really, I said at the time that it was always going to be something when I was just gone from the game and just the game has passed and I could look back around playoff time and they'll show it a few times. It makes you feel really good. Mm. Just remember this fan reaction and stories of how people that didn't even know each other were hugging each other in the stands and became lifelong friends since then. And that to me was so cool about it. Just a really cool play that, just kind of just brought together everything that you can talk about in sports, about diversity and being down and trust in each other, preparation, communication, and all that stuff. It's just one of those moments that it's pretty cool to be a part of.
I think, for me, when I look back on our time, it was sitting there at the Super Bowl, and that was really, I think, my first Super Bowl that I went to. And I remember a buddy of mine, he was a huge Rams fan, but, just the way in which you guys, I think the resolve you had to not allow the greatest show on turf to get ahead and stay ahead. Obviously, the second half of the game, it was a tough one to kind of battle. But man, take us through just your emotions as far as going to the Super Bowl and being there, but coming up short.
Kaji, you had 2 weeks, right? When you guys went
2 weeks. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, we had the week. So when we beat Jacksonville, we were, like, on the plane.
Wow.
And went home. They had, like, a lot of fans went to the stadium and celebrated that. But the next morning, we had to be at the facility doing all of the tickets and the hotel.
Wow.
And all that stuff. And then we're playing that Sunday. So it was kind of rushed and everything. And then you had the ice storm. It was in Atlanta, so we had a 20-minute plane ride. We couldn't even enjoy that, but as you know, it's such a different atmosphere. When I remember going out for warm-ups and the electricity that was in the dome in Atlanta,
Georgia Dome. Yep.
The Georgia Dome. It just felt different. It was just we're so hyped up. And I remember as an offense, we were just too hyped up, and our timing was off. We were playing too fast. And that kind of ruined I think the first half. It's just a blur, and we got away from what we did in the second half. We should have just pounded them from the beginning, but we were just off, didn't convert third downs. Our defense kept us in it, but in that second half, we just imposed our will on that defense, and sadly, we ran out of time.
Ultimately, we have to move forward to this Tennessee Titan game and this Ravens game now.
I love memory lane all day.
I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. I absolutely do.
We haven't even asked Frank about his days in College Park. We'll save that for next year, maybe.
But I think the one thing that we've seen, obviously, Ken Whisenhunt is in. They're coming off a tough loss at home against the Texans. And now in comes a young guy in Mettenberger. Can you give us a look at what will be a Titans team that's trying to find its identity?
Yeah, still trying to find it. Two totally different systems coming in, and a totally different scheme on defense with switching to a 4-3 to 3-4, not really having the classic personnel that Ray Horton needs to run his defense. And they're getting better. But it's such a hard defense to learn and to really get out there and just not think and just play. So they're still going through those growing pains a little bit. On offense, it's the same thing. just trying to find an identity. They don't know if they're a running team. They don't know if they're a passing team. They're very multiple. And they've just been inconsistent. They've played good in spots. Jake Locker, obviously, was the guy, and then he's been hurt. And then enter Zach Mettenberger in his first game against Houston. Did okay. A lot of those yards were in kind of the cover four, cover two stuff in the second half when Houston was up. But I think this guy has the goods. He reminds me of a combination of Flacco and Kerry Collins, if you will. I think in watching him, he's very cool under pressure, playing in the SEC at LSU. And he's got a little swagger to him. I think he's a good decision maker, which will allow them, I think, to win games. He's not lost in there. He's got the poise, but I think he's got to just be more, he's got to be quicker in his anticipation and reading the coverage, reading the fronts and the blitzes, making those adjustments, and then trying to extend some plays. So he's got that potential. That's why they put him in there to get some really good work early on when you still are getting the team's best and not just at the last month of the season when maybe some teams are packing it in or done or playing different players. So this is definitely a true sample size that Ken Wisenhunt's given him, thinking that he's the future and he can be that guy to run his offense.
Terrific stuff from Frank Wycheck, three-time Pro Bowler and now color analyst for the Tennessee Titans on the radio. Frank, we'll see you in Baltimore on Sunday.
Yeah, look forward to it, guys. Always great to go up there back home, and great fans, great atmosphere in that stadium. I can't wait.
That is Frank Wycheck. Great stuff from him.